on the line now, I have Edna Byrne, and she's the winner of the Comfort Keepers Carer of the Year. Good morning, Edna. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yeah.
Okay, that's a mouthful. I was just saying there, you wouldn't want to have your teeth in wrong now to say that Comfort Carers Keepers of the Comfort Keepers Carer of the Year. Congratulations, anyway, on winning this. Can go back to how you got into being a comfort carer.
How I got into being a carer. I've been looking at, when I was younger, I looked after neighbours. So it was kind of something I had done when I was small.
Yeah.
And then I was working in an office for 3 years, and it just didn't suit me. So I got an email one day looking for carers, and I basically replied to it.
Okay.
That's that.
And did you have to go to do any training or what?
Yeah, I'm qualified in VTAC Level 5 for home help, and all carers now, as in from 2012, have to be qualified. They have to have a VTAC Level 5 to look after elderly, to do any type of care. Even if it's only companionship care, you have to be trained in it. You have to be trained in manual handling, and patient care. There's a load of different courses you can do.
It's something you've wanted to do since you were very, very young, from being a child.
It's something that I have done. And it's just when I started doing it, I kind of said, yeah, this is what I want to do and this is what I want to do. So, I'm now
here. And, of course, you need lots of support. I mean, you were working at the same time as you're doing to get the qualifications.
Yeah, which is hard. And I have got a small child, like a 9-year-old child.
Mm-hmm.
So, trying to juggle working, doing courses, doing assignments, and everything. It is hard, but you get by. If it's what you want, you'll get by and do it.
Yeah, well, that's one of the great skills of a female, and I'm not being sexist in any way, is that multitasking that us males sort of fail to do quite a lot.
Yeah, just a little bit.
You don't have to greet me there on that.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Okay, but was it a surprise to you when you heard you were nominated?
It was, yeah, because I actually didn't realise I had been nominated. I was nominated by one or two of my actual clients nominated me. There was a survey sent out just before Christmas there to all our clients. And basically it was how things were going and was there be anything that would they would change. And at the end of it was, we have our upcoming Care of the Year awards. Would you like to nominate any of your carers? And actually I know of one who did nominate me. As far as I know. But she's actually, I'd actually say hello to her. She listens to you all the time. She just lives around the corner.
Okay.
It's Margaret McLaughlin, which is one of the clients I look after.
Okay, now you've been, as I said earlier on, you've been doing this since you were a child, but you only joined Comfort Keepers 18 months ago. What distinguishes that from other carers? Is it just that purely that people living on their own? Is that the way it works?
In what way do you mean there?
But you know what I mean? Comfort Keepers, obviously it's an organisation of some kind.
Yeah, it's an organisation. Basically, who we work for is the HSC.
Yeah.
We have this entity for the HSC, so a lot of our clients will be HSC. The HSC would have said, these people need care.
Yeah.
And now there is private care as well in the company, but a lot of it will be through the HSC. We have the tendency for them at the moment. So a lot of the clients I would look after will be HSC clients.
Okay. And what's the duration you would spend? Is it sort of every day for a week?
Every day, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. My clients I have until the foreseeable future, basically.
How long, much time would you have to spend each time with them? It's not an
hour. There's different, yeah. You've got this half an hour shift, hour and a half, something like 2 hours. It's whatever way the family want to allocate their time.
Okay.
So it's up to them. Like most, I've got one client who I do an hour and a half in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, and a half an hour in the evening time.
And you feel like you've fully reached your potential now. This is something, as I said, you always wanted to do, and you're happy now.
Well, yeah, I am happy now. I have to say, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have thought where I am today and what exactly has happened. It has opened doors for me. It's opened, it's unbelievable. I have to say the staff and everything in Comfort Keepers are brilliant in regards to, even if you lose a client, you're offered the support there, you're offered counselling, you're offered like your time off, you stuff like that. A lot of other companies I see and I feel they don't offer the background support that mm-hmm. Comfort Keepers do offer, and I'd never change companies.
Okay.
I wouldn't be into it. I'll stick with them until my caring days are over.
Yeah, because you build up a relationship with your client over the period of time that you're caring for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, congratulations on the award anyway, and it's. I mean, what do you get? Do you get a glass cup or a what do you get?
I received a vase, a Galway Crystal vase, with my name on it.
Okay.
On the entire of the year 2014, and then one small voucher.
Okay.
Which we won't disclose
to someone. And is that done by Comfort Keepers, or is it the volunteer?
No, it's actually company do it themselves. Company. There is another, as far as I know, there's other companies doing, and then they have they go in against one another.
Yes,
to see overall who would win out of companies. Like you'd have Bluebell, you'd have Single Home Care, you've got so many different home care companies out there. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, there is another part of it that you get entered into, and then you go against other companies mm-hmm. for the overall kind of one. But mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything about it just yet.
Anyway, congratulations, Ed. It's a terrific.
Thanks very much.
It looks like you're going to be, as you say, you're happy in your employment now, and that's your job for life, I imagine. I should use the word vocation, really. It's not a job, it's a vocation.
It's not a job. It's the way I see it is I go in, I don't... It's not about the wages or anything at the end of the day. I go in to help somebody else.
That's what I mean. It's a vocation for you.
It's keeping that person at home for as long as they can, mm-hmm. is what we try and do. Instead of having them in homes and having stuff like that, it's to keep them in their own environment, especially people with dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because... Their own surroundings are good.
Yeah, have you got a pride of place for the award? Where have you gone?
It's in front of the heart.
Okay. On the mantelpiece.
I haven't found a place yet. It's on the mantelpiece.
Okay, it's on the mantelpiece. Okay, but it does take pride of place anyway. Listen, Edna, congratulations.
Thanks very much.
And is this an annual thing, the awards?
It'll be done yearly, as far as I know. It's been done every year from now on. There will be. This year was the first year. They do have a regional awards, which is each office would choose out of all their staff one member. But this is the first year they've gone against the other offices to have an overall winner, as far as I know.
Okay. Well, it looks like you better make some more room on the mantelpiece, because I have a feeling that you're going to have a few more awards over the course of a few years.
But
congratulations, Ed, and it was great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
And you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that's Edna Bourne from Coolock, and she's the winner of the Comfort Keepers Carer of the Year. They got it right that time.